1037 The Buzz. For a full list of rules, visit 1037thebuzz.com.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Bigby Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
I don't know why I laugh at myself. 7:06 on this 1st of September. Glad you're with us. Labor Day off Monday. Hope everybody, most everybody gets that one off. And hopefully we'll be celebrating on Tuesday. A big win by the Razorbacks. Everybody back in action this weekend. All the colleges, all the high schools. We're here. By the way, too, I'll mention a little bit more about FanDuel and the Oakland Sports app. 40-point favorite the Razorbacks are, so that's a lot of points. But they give you great ways to maybe try to win some money. So
well, that's the way a guy like me, who is not a gambler, right, yes, in there looking at those formulas with FanDuel, being able to do that and, yes, go in there and look at some of those things, because all you got to do is just put a buck in and you get $100 in bonus bets when any team scores 1 point.
Yes.
You understand what I just said?
I do. What we're going to do this year, we're not going to do it this week. We'll start next week. But Darren McFadden is going to be on at 7:30, 7:45, Bruce, with you. The last few years it was John Daly. We'll have Daly today, but then next week Daly's going to switch to Thursday. I thought it'd be fun just to switch things up. And also, Caden Kittler, brought to you by J. Martin Law. We're going to work on getting him probably a Thursday or Friday. Excited about that. And so anyway, of course, Walt Coleman will be joining us as well. Dan Hampton, Mark May, and others. So we're excited, and thanks to all the sponsors. I know you got Accountable Roofing and Remodeling back, Bruce, again. They must really like you.
Yes. Well, no, I really like them. I can tell you that right now. You know, we talk about it, Ted Upshaw and Accountable Roofing. It's a lot more than that. I mean, he builds houses.
Gotcha.
He definitely does different types of construction, but the one I really am using him for are some windows and doors. Ted has become a friend. He's certainly a lot of my clients use him. He's a great guy, and I would always tell anyone that he will excuse me, I'm about to have a little hoarseness, yeah, come on. I'll just tell you that anything he tells you he's going to do, he'll make sure it's done right. I've used him in the last 12-14 months and been very satisfied. And like I said, he's great to sponsor us on the show, and I greatly appreciate it.
Well, because of Ted and Accountable Roofing and Remodeling, we're about to give away $103.70, Bruce, with your question, yep, of the week. Now, for those who missed it, at 6:20, Bruce came out with some very strong statements and some very, very strong endorsement and why he likes Ryan Silverfield. Mm-hmm. So we're going to repeat that. I don't know what time we're going to get Justin on. I know Justin's son yesterday, I mentioned earlier, was playing football yesterday. So everybody, all the parents, everybody's getting in the football mode. But I wanted Justin sort of to hear Bruce as well. So, sure, you know, Bruce, you know, you've been around a lot of football. And so I think we're all rooting for Coach Silverfield because he's doing all the right things. And we hope this could be the year. You know, they may not win a lot of games, but you see a change, yeah, in the direction of the program. That's what we need.
You're going to see some Razorback effort that you and I can appreciate. I mean, it's whether they have the talent or not, they're going to give everything they got. And if they don't, they won't be on the field. Whoever's going to, they're going to be conditioned. There's no doubt in my mind they're totally conditioned right now, but they're going to be mentally tough. And that's a big, big thing in football, is being mentally tough.
I agree. Rod, you got the NFL season starting officially on Wednesday night. First time ever. The NFL started on Wednesday night.
I knew there was a problem with that because I'm usually looking for the first two games on Monday night.
I don't mind this. You got New England at Seattle. That is the Super Bowl matchup from last year. It's at Seattle. That should be a really good game. The Thursday night, you know where they're at Thursday night, San Francisco and the Rams? Guess where they're at?
England.
Down under.
Oh.
The land down under.
Right now.
And the crazy thing about that is the Rams say they're not traveling there until 24 hours before the game.
Ooh,
the 49ers are going to be there a whole week in advance.
Interesting. Two ways of looking at that. Yeah, that's a long haul now. Oh, that's a long haul to get to Australia. I wonder what the flight time is for
probably
that.
22 hours.
Would you check on that, Todd? Google that, see what the flight time is. So you got a good game there. San Francisco and the Rams. And then you got Roger. You don't have any game Saturday, thank goodness, because you got college. Then you got games all Sunday. Then you got Monday is the Denver at Kansas City. Another good game.
Yeah, yeah. But the most important night in all of TV. Now, that's not me saying it. All of TV, the most important night in advertising, you can look it up. It's not me talking. Is Sunday night.
Sunday night now, don't you think, is the Monday night game now? But to me, you know, Monday night used to be the biggest.
Sure.
I think Sunday night's bigger.
Because we didn't have Sunday. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And why is Sunday night big this week?
Well, this week it's a no-brainer. The Dallas Cowboys are playing on Sunday night.
You know who they're playing?
Who cares?
They're playing the Giants, which got a new coach, John Harbaugh. Dallas is, you know, of course, I'm rooting for Dallas because I love Dallas and the Cowboys, and I don't love them as much as you and RJ. RJ Hawk is so still on cloud nine. He got to spend the whole day, Bruce, yesterday with one of his idols.
He FaceTimed me yesterday to tell me about it, and I promise you, it was almost like watching an old movie of Bewitched or a magical show because I saw 10-year-old RJ Hawk talking to me. That's who it was. It was his boy. Wow. Is what it looked like to me. He was all over it.
Well,
I'm glad he got to.
Yeah, it was. You know, he went. Thanks so much to Simmons Banks, Jay Brogdon, Chris White, and the gang. You know, they helped get Emmett here yesterday privately. You can't get him here. Very difficult to get a guy like that and pay what we're paying and without doing it privately. Yeah. And so RJ got to be on that trip. So he gets to spend, you know, an hour in the plane with Emmett the day with you yesterday. And then, you know, Roger, he did not ask Emmett for an autograph because, the agent said, let's just try to stay away as much as we can. Now, our good friend Wes, that's not the same.
Wes is a professional.
Wes is
a professional.
Yes.
Did he sign autographs?
No, but he took 1,000 pictures. And he took everybody who was there yesterday in that room that wanted their picture with
Emmett Smith. Take a picture,
but no autograph. Yeah,
that's right. RJ did the best thing, though. He got his mom.
Get ready to tell that story. But I was going to say, by the way, great job, Dwayne Duncan. To run through, it must have been 300 people. And the agent sitting there, I told the agent, I said, trust me, it looks like we're going to be there an hour if you look at the line. But I said, with our volunteers, they're up there flanking. You know, Christie's up there flanking. Everybody's up there flanking.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to remember everybody who was up there flanking and making sure everybody gets off the stage.
Yeah.
But we got it done in about 15-20 minutes.
That's
max.
Crazy.
And so the agent was happy. And so anyway, on the end of the thing, RJ, at the end of the day, RJ said, hey, listen, I'm not going to ask for autograph. Would you send a personal message? Let me record a personal message to my mom. And it was Emmett saying, hey, Miss Kelly, thank you for being a great Cowboy fan all these years. You know,
yeah.
I tell you, listen, I know autographs are cool. That's much cooler to me.
Absolutely.
Of course, Roger, you know, I've always said I'd rather have a picture than an autograph.
I got a picture of Roger Staubach hanging in my house.
Do you agree, Roger?
He's standing with me. Now, I was retaining water in this picture, so if I get a chance, I'll take another.
I asked yesterday, because I was doing my research for the Q&A with Emmett, Troy Aikman said, Bruce, he qualified, he said, if you talk about the most popular and favorite Cowboys of all time, he said you got to start with Roger Staubach. He said after Roger Staubach, he said, it's Emmitt Smith. And I have to agree with that. Again, we've had Michael Irvin. We had Jimmy Johnson. Only one we hadn't had is Aikman.
Shout out to Cliff Harris. Word.
Tony Dorsett. We've had Cliff Harris. But I tell you, his popularity, Emmitt, because he did pop culture with Dancing with the Stars. He just is very friendly and got a great personality. But I'm telling you, people love Emmitt Smith. And what he had to say yesterday, I thought he had a lot of great things to say yesterday about, you know, went by and saw Peyton Hillis. Do we have that clip in there, by the way?
Yes.
Here we go. Let's listen to what he said about going to see Peyton Hillis.
Thank you, Todd.
I'm trying to find Peyton Hillis while I'm in town. I want to go by and see him and just put my eyes on him. He said, give me a second. I'll call you to let you know. A couple hours later, he's in Baptist. So when I got in, my brother and I, we sat there and spent about 45 minutes or an hour with Peyton and his friend. And we just got a chance to talk and got a chance to put my eyes on him. And he was sharing what happened and everything else. But to see him and to know that he made it through, because Ryan Mallett didn't make it through. I mean, we talk about athletes and so forth, but losing someone that's either shared a position or that you have a relationship with, it's a totally different thing. These are humans. We all are humans and we all go through different things. And so to be that close and for me not to go and try to find him, that would be a travesty for me. And so he was two blocks from where I grew up at.
Yeah, that, of course, you know, he also, Emmett knew about those waters, Bruce. You know, you do too, and I do too, how the Gulf of Mexico can
the Gulf,
and it was, you know, Emmett, I mean, Peyton Hillis barely lived. And so, you know, and it took him a while, I think, while he was in the hospital to come out of, you know, that situation he was in. So that was really class act for Emmett to go by there.
Oh, yeah.
Who
knew he knew? You know, I mean,
yeah, that's right.
How are we? I mean, he saw a football, and of course, Peyton was in the league, so you know, maybe he knew him seeing that name.
And then, in addition to Reggie Swinton playing with Reggie Swinton was there yesterday, coach over at Jacksonville High School now, doing a great job.
Yeah.
We talked about it wasn't Daryl Johnston that blocked for Emmitt Smith on his run that broke Emmitt Smith's record.
Right.
I mean, Walton Payton's record. It was Robert Thomas from Jacksonville, Arkansas, that played at Henderson State, was already. He was converted. He played Canada ball and then got cut then and finds his way to Dallas as a linebacker. They say, hey, man, you're not going to play as a linebacker, but if you'll move to fullback, block for Emmett because Daryl Johnston went down with a neck injury. And for 4 years, he blocked for Emmett. So there's a great picture of Robert Thomas from Jacksonville, Arkansas, raising Emmett up after the play he broke. And he had a great block on there. But that was another Arkansas connection, which I thought was great.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, of course,
forgot all about it.
Also, we talked about him going to the White House. He went three times to the White House. I guess he was president all 3 years. Bill Clinton. A really cool tie-in with Jimmy. Yeah. Bill Clinton, of course, you know, for those
who missed, are good memories for him.
He said, back, I don't know if we've got that clip of what it meant to go to the White House and meet a president. You know, he and Michael Irvin talked about that. And if not, Roger, we
got it right here. Let's see what he has.
Well, it wasn't the White House that Michael Irvin talked about all the time. That's for sure.
Different White House. Yeah, you got to read about
different
that.
Different White House.
Having that experience to go to D.C. and to have a personal tour of the White House and to experience the time that we did spend with, I want to call him Coach Clinton, but Bill Clinton was awesome. Young people think about having a chance to be around a president. And so when you get a chance to do that, it is one of those aha moments. It's like, wow, the game of football that took me a lot of places and have opened doors for me in a lot of different ways. That experience alone has afforded a relationship between our president Clinton, the Cowboys, and myself.
Yeah, pretty cool moment. And then one more for those who missed it was when I asked what he thought about President Clinton and Jerry Jones being on the stage together.
What do you think about that matchup that we arranged to have President Clinton and Jerry Jones together on a stage for 45 minutes? What do you think that's going to be like?
I think your first question is going to be your last question.
That is probably true. That is probably they don't need much urging to talk
at
do
all. I mean, you just turn the mic on and it's over with. It's a wrap.
Anyway, great day yesterday at the Little Rock Touchdown Club. Thank all of our great sponsors. I already mentioned Simmons and others and all the great volunteers and everybody who shows up. There's a great energy in that room, Roger. Sometimes when we go to the State House, Bruce, you can have more people like we did for Jimmy Johnson, Peyton Manning, Brett Favre. And but there's an intimacy when you do. We've worked enough rooms, Roger, in our career. You know, when you have a smaller room with a lower ceiling and you're packed in. And listen, I understand. And the DoubleTree did a great job. Appreciate all the folks at the DoubleTree. It is a little uncomfortable because you're hard to move. But I do think there's a better connection with the speaker, you know. And it's just it's hard to beat that intimacy. You've worked the rooms before, Roger. By the way, back at Boudreaux's doing trivia tonight.
Yeah, trivia tonight, 6 o'clock. We took the summer off and look forward to everybody coming back out and hanging out with us. Really pumped about it. And then, of course, we kick off our 55th year at Boudreaux's Saturday night, watching the Razorback Watch Party. So come on out. I told Todd to come on out. Todd comes out sometimes when he's not working another job. But that all starts here. We'll have some stuff to give away. Fortunately for me, Dee Dee at Avabella has stepped up once again and given me a $100 gift card to give away every single ball game at Boudreaux's. All you got to do is just show up.
3:15 start, too. That's, you know, Rogers worked a lot of 11 o'clock games at Boudreaux's.
Well, we called those Chad Morris years.
Well, a lot of Bloody Marys.
A lot of Bloody Marys and mimosas.
Yeah, we're so used to having the game over with it, too. We have the rest of the day, and now you just, you know.
Now to make a 180 from that, next week's game, the second game of the year, it will be at 9 o'clock. So appetizers are free you wear your Razorback pajamas. Do you have a pair of Razorback pajamas? You have some pants? You
don't have any PJ pants? I can't see Bruce with that.
Even some just some soft. No, okay.
No.
He says no. I'm a man.
That is a great.
I'm not going to let that rub on my leg.
That is a great comparison. You're going to be at Boudreaux's at 9:15 for the Utah game. That's kickoff.
Yes,
9:15. That means the game's not going to be over there until 12:30. It's that's the most ridiculous thing ever.
We'll be at Wingstop at Simmons of earlier in that
day. That'd be a long day for you.
Then we'll do that, and then Samantha said I can't miss church.
Then you come back the following week, and you're Georgia. At home, at 11 o'clock.
Okay. So, is that right?
Yeah.
Why do they do it? Is that just to get it over with, Bruce? What do you think?
to get the Georgia game?
Yeah.
I did mention that it is going to be dangerous hot Saturday. It's going to be 100 degrees without the heat index. May affect Tusk. So we'll have to see on that.
Well, it'll affect me. I mean, if I'm outside.
Well, here's the thing, Bruce. You know, Razorbacks do not like Russian boars. They stay away from the sun. They stay away from heat. They rot
in the mud.
They stay in the mud.
Todd does that. Todd likes rolling around in wet
they
mud.
They stay out of the sun. And so this is not a good condition, even traveling. You imagine, Roger, you're pulling that trailer, you know, 60 miles an hour, and it's 100 degrees outside.
It's a hair dryer on it.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
You're going to need a lot of oxygen and water.
Yeah, we'll see. There may be a chance that Tusk can't go up there.
Evidently, we've got to get a...
air conditioned.
Refrigerator, absolutely. You know, Brian Duke gave me something. Maybe you can plug a cooler fan in there. I know Sigma Supply used to sell them. They probably still do.
Bruce, let's go ahead and do our, since we've got John Daly coming up at 7, let's do our question of the day, brought to you by Accountable Roofing. And
do we have question of the day music? I don't know what it would be. Would it be some Jimmy Buffett? I don't know.
What is that, if you have the music behind Mr. Green Jeans or...
Oh, okay.
You know, Captain Kangaroo, if you want to.
That's what you get, Bruce. Captain Kangaroo.
We could do Buffett.
No,
Buffett.
No.
I mean, Jimmy's dead in this
place. Whoa! No, he's dead. No,
really is no, dead no, in this place. No, don't ever play Jimmy
no,
Buffett for him.
No, he can.
Never.
We miss Jimmy.
What are you talking about? I certainly do, that's for sure.
How long has he been gone now?
20 years.
3 years.
Is it three?
What'd you say he's dead in this place? What are you talking about?
He's not dead. We're bringing him back.
What song you want, Bruce?
We need something up-tempo.
Yeah, Maliki Likamaka.
What?
What do you want?
I'm trying to think. Well,
Margaritaville, Pirate Luke's at 49.
Pirate Luke's at 40.
You like that?
Yep.
That's what you want?
Yep.
And I'm going to give it to you. And the song.
Aren't you not?
While you're looking for that, Roger, a couple of comments.
That's the live version. Until I can find the other one, I'll have to play it. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, somebody said, Emmett sounds great. How's his health? No signs of CTE yet. No, not that I could see.
Right.
You could not see that at all. The Dallas and Giants game is going to be a huge conference game. Those two are the top 10 in the East. Eagles are on the downward slope. We'll see. Yeah, it's a big one to start off with. And listen, hoping the Cowboys have a great year this year. Yeah. All right, Bruce, what is our question of the day? Here we go.
Question of the day. We're playing North Alabama, so we want the history of it. North Alabama is the oldest 4-year university in the state of Alabama.
I never knew that.
Right. And shocker. So what year was it founded?
661-1037. 661-1037. The first one who gets it right gets $103.70. Charles, what's your answer?
1912.
He said 1912. That is incorrect, Roger. I can't get the buzzer.
Here, I get it.
All right, who's up? We're going to just take them hot. Take them hot, Todd.
Who's this?
You got to put, yeah.
Brandon.
What is it?
1830.
That is correct.
Wow. Good Googler right there. What's your name?
Brandon.
Brandon, he says. How quick did you Google that?
Do you have the phone under your arm?
Where are you calling from, Brandon?
North Little Rock.
All right. What do you do for a living?
Man, I work at a nursing home.
Okay, nursing home. Well, man,
I'm just dropping the kids off at school right now.
Well, appreciate you listening, won $103.70.
How about that? That'll get you a gallon of gas.
We'll let Todd get you set up. That's brought to you by Accountable Roofing and Remodeling.
Thank you, Ted Upshaw. We appreciate you very much.
Yeah, there you go. How quickly we just bless somebody, Roger.
Just like that. Thank you to Accountable Roofing and Remodeling.
Yep. Cooper, Joe, and Michael, sorry, man. You were just a little slow on the trigger.
Well, the first guy, you know, it was in line.
See, that's the problem.
We had to go real quick. Didn't have time to Google.
Yeah, if you call ahead of time and we put you in the queue, How about that?
Wow.
We put you in the queue.
I can't stand up. Hats off to him for trying, though. Hats off for trying.
Let's take a break. We'll come back and visit with John Daly. Should have Justin Moore on by that time. Oh, a little Sister Golden Hair, America, right?
Yeah.
Boom. Give me a prize for something. You don't like America,
do
you?
Do you get any extra money?
Do you like America?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Why okay with
it? You mean the country?
No.
I love it. What, the band? Music,
yeah.
This
reminds me, to me, of my childhood.
Okay,
the 70s.
I don't have that real.
Yeah, I don't know why. What's their other song that's bigger than this?
See, in my childhood, I was listening to this one. This was dope smoking music when I was growing up.
And you never did any of that.
Not then. Not then. I was listening to Dolly.
What is the horse with no name? Yeah, horse. Ventura Highway.
Yeah.
I love Ventura Highway.
Yeah. You don't like that. It's Jesse Ventura Highway.
Don't go away.
Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks. From Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
This is SportsCenter.
University of Central Arkansas quarterback Donovan Amolo was honored Monday as the United Athletic Conference Offensive Player of the Week. The sophomore from Conway went 20 of 27 passing for 243 yards and 3 touchdowns in the Bears' 36-24 win over Tennessee Martin last Thursday. Amolo also led the Bears with 118 net rushing yards on just 12 carries. UCA plays its home opener Saturday night against West Florida. The Argonauts are led by redshirt senior defensive lineman Brian Purrier, who was named the UAC's Defensive Player of the Week on Monday after compiling 7 tackles, including a sack and 3 tackles for loss in West Florida's win over Southern Illinois. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Benihana Special, $5, your choice, sushi rolls and chicken fried rice, $5. Come see us at Benihana Bar Monday through Wednesday, lunch and dinner.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
It's going to be a hot one today, mostly sunny with a high of 98. Plus, this afternoon, a 10% chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. Then mostly clear tonight, only down to 76. Tomorrow, partly cloudy at 97. And once again, a 10% chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Hey, it's David Basil for Luxury Pull-In Spa in Conway and Russellville. The end of season blowout sale is going on now through Saturday. This is your chance to score huge savings up to 75% off store-wide on select items. That means incredible deals on select pool chemicals, seasonal items, pool toys, and floats. And right now you can save 50% on in-stock Polywood furniture. If you're looking to upgrade the backyard, they've got Big Green Eggs and Ledge Lounger furniture on sale and ready to go. And that's not all. Take advantage of special pricing on Caldera hot tubs and BeatBot automatic pool cleaners. Whether you're getting ready for next summer, upgrading your outdoor living space, or simply looking for an incredible deal, this is the week to shop. Gotta hurry though, these savings are through Saturday only. Visit Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway or Russellville and save up to 75% off store-wide on select items. Luxury Pool and Spa, celebrating 50 years in business. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa, luxurypoolarkansas.com.
Hey folks, it's Chris Zender, General Manager of Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. Listen, we know times are tight, so we're working real hard to find affordability for you Buzz listeners. Check this out. Grand Cherokee starting at $33,997. Ram trucks up to $18,000 off. That's a 2026 model with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. We have Jeep Wranglers, the ultimate summer vehicle, up to $8,000 off. And the gasoline chargers, up to $7,000 off. Want to save at the pump? The new Jeep Cherokee gets an incredible 38 miles per gallon. Browse it all right now at FletcherDeals.com and get pre-approved fast at FletcherCredit.com or come see us today in Sherwood. We're at 5922 Warden Road. Thank you.
Catch the Buzz ticker on all of our media platforms brought to you by Luxury Pool and Spa and their end-of-season blowout sale. Save up to 75% off store-wide on select items through Saturday.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
Love the Spinners, little rubber band man here. Welcome to September, everybody. Glad you're with us. It's going to be a fun fall. Regardless of what the Razorback season is, it's going to be a fun fall.
That's what somebody said, right?
Yeah. A couple of things here, Roger. We want to remind everybody, the Luxury Pool and Spa big summer sale is all this week, all the way through Saturday. We were there last Thursday.
Yeah.
Go by and see the gang over there, the Lawsons, Jeremy and Shane and Andrea. They got a lot of great deals, so it's all this week, all the way through Saturday.
You've
also
got to get some of that, some of their flatware.
I know, I do. Also, our next guest has a sponsor, Honda of Russellville. They're celebrating their 47th anniversary. Man, that is being in the business a long time. That's Steve and Michelle Pirtle. Good people, and they're giving away a 2026 Honda HR Forest Edition, four tracks, Foreman 4x4. It's a beauty. They got a ton of sales going on all the way through September 26th. So go by and see them and tell them you heard them about them on Morning Mayhem. Let's bring in our man John Denny, because I want John to hear what Bruce said this morning.
Big John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Darnell and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly is made possible by Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership with an inventory that nobody else has. Check him out at Honda of Russellville. Now, stepping off the tee box and into the mayhem, it's John Daly.
Good morning, JD.
Morning, guys. How we doing?
We're doing great here. Say good morning to Bruce James, All-American defensive end for the Razorbacks.
Oh, Brucey.
Good morning.
He is.
How are you doing?
Great to have him back for football season. John, where are you today? What city and state?
I'm in Chicago.
Okay,
my kind of town.
Yeah, Chicago. Yeah, it's one of my favorite towns. Now, for those who are wondering, this week is a week when we were changing things up. Rick Schaefer will be on Wednesdays during football season. We'll have him on tomorrow. For those that are asking. JD, I mentioned we're going to flip you to Thursday, you and McFadden, just to sort of change things up. It'll be interesting to see where you are on Thursdays. Usually, where you are on Tuesdays, will it be the same on Thursdays, or are you gone to a different location between Tuesday and Thursday?
Next Thursday, I'll probably be either in Sioux Falls.
Yeah, let me tell you, this dude is getting some. Bruce, this guy's got some major miles on his RV.
Imagine.
Well, obviously, it's game week for the Razorbacks. North Alabama kickoff. John is 3:15. I wanted you to hear what Bruce James had to say about Ryan Silverfield and his thoughts about him. What he's been able to tell so far. He's got a chance to meet Coach Silverfield last weekend and watch. You know, obviously, what he's doing on the hill, and he had some really positive things to say. Now, for those that don't remember, Bruce James was an All-American defensive end in the late 1960s under Frank Brewer, some of the great teams of all time. And so we like to feel like Bruce knows a little bit about what he's talking about. That's why we have him here. But tell John, and for those who missed it in the 6:20 or the 6 o'clock hour, your thoughts and expectations. Let's see what John has to say about what you feel about Ryan Silverfield.
John, when we got this new coach, I'd heard a lot of good things about him when we got him. So I spent the last three and a half months of getting all the information I could from people that from Tulane, from other schools that had played against them. And before we played them last year, I was told by a friend that played football at Tulane that this guy beat, y'all better be very, very careful because his football teams can play in the fourth quarter. Obviously, you saw what happened in the fourth quarter, and we let them win the ball game.
Yeah.
So, that really spurred me on. Make a long story short, I've never said this before. I've always evaluated coaches would I play for this guy or would I not play for this guy? And this is the first guy since Frank Brawls that I would play for.
Wow.
And be comfortable with.
How about that, JD? How about that endorsement?
Wow.
And I do this. Now, I mean, I'm not talking about like Steve Spurrier. I wouldn't even walk in the room with Steve Spurrier.
You said you would play for Saban. You said you'd play for Saban.
I could play for Saban tomorrow. If he was around and wanted me to play for him, I would be there.
Yes.
I respect him that much. And the way all of this comes together, John, that our new coach is doing everything that a lot of people has never heard of. And I'm talking about the things that like practicing at different hours of the day, making groups within a group. Like on the offense, they have so many people that meet as representative of the offensive group. He gives them a lot of say-so about what they want to do. And I could go on and take up your time, and I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to say that I'm very, very pleased with this guy.
All right, JD.
Go ahead and play the game.
That's encouraging to hear Bruce say that, right?
That is very encouraging. I mean, I lived in Memphis 19 years, and the people I've talked about said he's a great coach if Arkansas gives him time.
Right. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
And it's said the players love him. They play for him hard. But, I think besides North Alabama, no disrespect to them, but don't we have the toughest schedule in football?
Yeah.
So he's really up against the wall. And plus, I hate these 11 o'clock games.
Well, I tell you what's maybe crazier, this game Saturday and against North Alabama is at 3:15. Then we have the tougher one is maybe the 9:15 kickoff at Utah. Which is weird. I'm going. I'll be there. And then we come back, John, and we play Georgia at 11. That will be a tough one. But I'm like Bruce. I think the guy has done he's crossed all the T's and done all the I's so far. The bottom line is going to be what he produces on the field. And hopefully we see a better product than what we saw last year, more effort.
I think we will. I mean, I just hope the fan base understands that we have some decent football players, but we don't have a lot of depth. And you cannot have injuries and different things like that and play the schedule we play. We're playing big time schedule, number one in the United States, obviously. You're not going to go out there if you lose players in the first game or any time. We don't have the depth.
Yeah.
He's going to do the best that he can, and they're going to play. This is all I ask of them. Is play every game just like you've been playing, organized.
Yeah.
Definitely have football IQ. And be in shape, and they're going to be in shape, and they're going to play hard in the fourth quarter.
John, where are you going to watch the game? Are you going to be busy on Saturday at 3:15, or are you going to be able to watch the game?
No, I fly back from Jersey Saturday morning, so I'll be able to watch the game here in Chicago, and then we'll probably be driving to either Sioux Falls or back to Dardanelle. I hurt my wrist on 16, my seventh hole last week, so Doc told me, 3 to 5 days, try and swing in about 5 days. If you can swing, then go play. If you can't, then we need to look at it. So,
when you roll into a town like Chicago, I imagine you got a lot of buddies. Of course, our buddy Dan Hampton, who we'll talk to on Fridays this year. Do you call any buddies while you're in town and go, hey man, love to see you, or just so you're so busy with your commitments, you don't have time for that?
No, I would. I'm just here. I leave out early in the morning. I'm going to Bet Nardi to work on some putting. They're here. In Oak Brook, so I'm going to go over there today and see what kind of new putters and stuff they got. Let the guys see how bad my stroke really is, because that's about all I can do is putt. So
I got you.
Go there and then head out to Jersey in the morning and come back Saturday.
Scotty Scheffler does it again. That's 22 wins in 5 years, yeah. John. He's just dominating the competition, and it's crazy. It makes it look easy, doesn't it?
It's unbelievable. He's putting up Tiger Woods stuff right now.
Yeah.
So, It's great to see. It's great for golf. And he's such a nice guy. I mean, I remember we did the premiere in New York for Happy Gilmore 2, and I've always wanted to meet Goldie Hawn. And she was sitting there talking to her publicist. And I go, Goldie, I've been a big fan all my life. She stood up, gave me a hug. Thank you. But can you introduce me to Scotty Scheffler? So I walked over and got Scotty and his wife, and she was so happy, but she was really nice. But yeah, I mean, he has made a big dent. You never thought you'd see players do this Tiger-esque stuff. Yeah. And he's doing it.
I mean,
it's really awesome.
You understand, we're visiting with John Daly, by the way, brought to you by Honda of Russellville. Thanks to Steve and Michelle Pirtle. Appreciate them celebrating 47 years. You know, I don't think, you know, people realize how tough this game is. And when you're beating the best in the world on a regular basis, like you said, it's Tiger-esque, it's Jack-esque, if you will, Nicholas, to beat the best players in the world who are so at such a high level consistently, it is something I don't think we thought we would see again. And I don't know how many wins he's got, how long he's going to make this run, but he's so young, John, it looks like he could probably make a good run at some big numbers. I don't know if he'll ever get to where Tiger and Jack are, but he's on the right pace.
Yeah, he's been playing great, and he always has a chance to win. Like every tournament he's playing in right now, he has a chance to win, which is just, you know, and these guys he's playing against aren't bad golfers, y'all. These guys are unbelievable. They all bomb it. They all can play, and it's just unbelievable to watch. It's pretty cool to watch, actually.
Now, everybody knows John. Everybody knows John Daly. It's the craziest thing ever. He could go anywhere in the world. Especially with his Santa beard, he's the most recognizable figure anywhere. So I asked him, I knew anybody I throw out at him, Roger, and I think I texted him back and forth last night, but like, for example, Emmitt Smith. We had Emmitt Smith yesterday at the Touchdown Club. Johnny knocked it out of the park. Do you know Emmitt? Have you been around Emmitt at all?
Oh, yeah, I love Emmitt. I love him. He's awesome.
We've
hung out Cowboy games when he played. I used to go watch him. You know, of course, I'm a diehard Cowboy lover. You know that.
Yeah.
But I played some golf with him. I mean, he's just a class act, man. When we did Jerry Jones's tournament there at the Cowboy Club, I got to play with him a few times. He's unbelievable, and he's loyal. He's loyal to the Cowboys, and he always will be.
Yeah, well, you know, it's so funny. If you remember, and Roger, you and I have talked about it, but Bruce and John, in the 90s, Arkansas was dominating the national headlines. You had the Cowboys and Jerry Jones of the Arkansan winning 3 Super Bowls, going to the White House where the President Clinton was. You know, then you got President Clinton going to see Nolan win a national championship in 94. Then you got John Daly winning majors in the 90s. I mean, and then Sam Walton was just killing it with Walmart in the 90s. I remember thinking, John, looking around going, wow, this state is just knocking it out of the park in the 90s. And Emmitt was talking about that yesterday, being able to go and get the, you know, go to the White House, and there's Clinton holding up the 22 jersey. But that was such a great decade for all things Arkansas.
Oh, yeah, you can't beat it. I mean, the 90s were great for Razorbacks. I mean, with all our sports, I mean, we were, you know, the thing is, we're really good in every sport. And then, you know, hopefully Silverfield will get the football program back. But, you know, look what's going to happen with, you know, we re-signed Van Horn, which, thank God, I'm glad we did.
Yeah.
The golf team, Little John, he's in Switzerland playing the DP World Tour this week.
Nice.
But he went and watched the team. So Coach Brad got some new recruits. That the team's going to be good again. All the sports were doing great. Look at track. Look what track's done. I mean, they just never seem to stop doing what they do best. I mean, I always look overall. Look at our softball program. I mean, I look at all overall at Razorbacks.
Basketball.
I'm such a diehard. I love every sport that they play. I watch every sport they play. And we're good. I mean, we've got it going on right now. And, you know, the big question is the football. But it's the hardest thing that we have to do because of our schedule.
And how crazy is it, too, that with John, your connection with Cal from your time in Memphis, that you guys are buds and we're in business together. Then you mentioned Ryan Silverfield. Obviously, you know about Ryan because of those Memphis connections. So anyway, just listen, we're blessed to all be doing what we're doing, having a good time. And we hope football can bounce back. Finally, we get, you know, talking time's over. I'm so tired of asking questions and questions about, you know, do we have depth, blah, 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 blah. At least we finally get to see a product on the field this Saturday at Razorback Stadium. So, all right, John, get that wrist well, and we'll talk to you next week, hopefully after the Hogs are 1-0.
All right, go Hogs. Love y'all.
I love you too, JD. Thanks to Hunter of Russellville again for sponsoring John. Yeah, I'm telling you, Bruce, it's the craziest thing. We walk in the SEC Media Days down there. John's with me, and he just goes up behind Saban. They're live on the air and taps him. Saban turns around like he's getting ready to go, who in the world is bothering me live? He goes, hey, it's Daly. And he said, I don't, you know, he made some joke on the air. I mean, I tell you, he's walking through that building and he's world known. It's the craziest thing. And his golf game has not been, obviously wasn't, it never reached what he was in the 90s, but he's still, his star power is maybe bigger than ever. And that beard makes him, Roger, where you can't miss him.
Yeah, you can't miss him. I thought you were going to ask him if he knew Dolly. He may have.
You know what, dadgummit?
We'll wait till then.
Yeah, we'll get that next week. That's a good, I forget. He probably does. I wouldn't doubt it.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it either.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure of Vandy to go to his restaurant bar over in, I think Tyler Kitch, I think, is playing over there the week of the game, weekend of the game.
Oh, right on.
At Vandy. All right, do not go away. We'll wrap up things with Bruce James. Justin Moore on the way. He'll be here at the top of the hour. Roger, we have Boudreaux coming up today, and I have to say I'm a little excited about it because I'm a little hungry.
I know you.
Long days yesterday.
Yeah, but listen, you haven't done. You've got to eat some, so you're excited about it. You got the Emmett thing out of the way. So, nothing happened. RJ didn't stow away on the plane.
Somebody said, Baz,
puckered out when I talk.
What's the story about the other White House? We need to talk about that when we come back because
that's in the that Netflix series.
Oh, it was. Yeah. It was the other White House. It's not the one that's in the Capitol. All right, don't go away. 7:46.
Scott here with Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. I'm here to talk to you about all things Alcoa and how they serve 15 counties in Central Arkansas. So listen up. Hey, you folks in Fordyce, did you know that Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union has a high-yielding checking account that costs you nothing? That's right, up to 6% interest paid and no fees. Hey, Marlton, I'm talking to you too. Did you know that you can get a low fixed-rate HELOC to help you with all of your everyday needs? Need a kitchen remodel? Sending kids to college or paying for a wedding? Alcoa's got you covered with their HELOC. You folks in Clinton, it's your turn. Listen up. Need a credit card with a rate as low as 7.99%? Alcoa has got it. Listen up. Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union is a full-service financial institution and can help with whatever financial needs you may have. So if you live, work, or worship anywhere from Marlton to Lonoke or Clinton to Fordyce and all points in between, let Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union be your financial partner. Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union.
Good news. Your next luxury getaway is only a short drive away. At Oaklawn Hot Springs, stay in a Forbes recommended resort hotel. Unwind at Arkansas's only Forbes 4-star rated spa. And make dinner a destination at 2 Forbes recommended restaurants, the Bugler and the Oak Room and Bar. Add a 24/7 smoke-free casino, live entertainment, and all the thrills that make Oaklawn Hot Springs a premier resort destination. Join the fun. Plan your stay at oaklawn.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We all know how busy our lives can be these days and how important our time and convenience is as well. Edwards Food Giant knows that too. So that's why they're inviting you to take advantage of their Heat and Eat Meal Solutions items in their deli department. Delicious Edwards Food Giant signature dishes, along with a wide choice of entrees and sides, all ready for you to pick up and take home to serve your family tonight. The Heat and Eat Meal Solutions now at your favorite Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant deli. This week's special is Shepherd's Pie for only $7.49 per pound with Edwards Signature Peach Cobbler for $5.49 per pound.
Yeah, I know it's still summertime, and it's hot. But if you're wanting to beat the heat, may I suggest your local Family Market store? Because with your Family Market Rewards card, you can save 5 cents per gallon with the purchase of a large fountain drink, tea, or lemonade. Or if you need to get your morning started, it's also 5 cents off with a large community coffee. So remember to always use your rewards card inside any Family Market store and save money, including outside at the pumps. And all this can only be found at Family Market, including the newest one on Albert Pike Road in Hot Springs.
Hey, this is Chris Walker with Fence Brokers. Looking for top quality fencing at unbeatable prices? At Fence Brokers, we're your local fence distributor with everything you need. Wood, vinyl, chain link, ornamental iron, entry estate gates, access control, and more. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourself homeowner, our staff of experts will help you find the perfect solutions for your project. Fast delivery, huge selection, and personalized service set us apart. Visit us in Bryant or find us at fencebrokers.com to submit a quote. Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
At Greenway Equipment, there's a face behind every handshake, a name behind every counter, and a set of hands that knows John Deere equipment the way you know your land. Greenway has spent years building something that won't show up on a spec sheet. A team that takes your work personally, that knows trust is grown not given. So when you call, Greenway answers. Visit a location today or online at gogreenway.com.
Grammy Award winner Darius Rucker. Friday, December 4th, 8 p.m., Saracen Casino Event Center, Pine Bluff. Darius Rucker live in concert.
Turn on the good times, turn off the TV. Yeah, the only BS I need is beers and sunshine. Honey, honey, honey.
On sale now at Ticketmaster. Darius Rucker, produced by Saracen Casino Resort.
This is Trey Reed inviting you to join Mark Hedrick and me Tuesday nights at 7 for The Wild Side.
Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, Trader Bill's Outdoors, Battery Outfitters, Tammy Chase Insurance, Crane Chevrolet, and Flyway Brewing.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, David Basil, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Don't go away.
This is Joe Klein's one of his favorites. Don't we have a clip of Joe singing with this, Roger?
Oh, yeah, we did.
This is good. This is Isaac Hayes. Wrapping up things here with Bruce James. Brought to you by Cannibal Roofing and Remodeling.
Thank you, Ted.
So people are asking about the White House comment that Emmitt Smith said yesterday. He said, going to the White House. He said, not Michael Irvin's White House. Well, there was an off-site five-bedroom party house in the 90s that Michael Irvin and his teammates had. And I think Michael Irvin was responsible for renting it, but it was near the Valley Ranch practice facility they had there. And let's just say parties, drugs, females, all the things that were happening, and they call it the White House. So I don't know. I don't know the origin of why they call it the White
House.
Cocaine. There you go. Thank you. You know what? You would know that, my good friend. Well, thank you.
I watched the same
show. You looked at me like, duh.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you know what?
Listen.
I'm so...
No, listen. Congratulations to your mom and dad, because you're such an innocent guy. You don't even think about
it was
that.
So he says that yesterday, and half the room got it, half the room didn't know. But it was the White House, and they had a lot of... And I think that the law was called a couple times.
Sadly, I did. Yeah, there was a lot going on there. It was, what was it? Isn't that when he also got busted? Irvin got busted.
I think he did.
So, yeah.
Someone said also that Steve said that Emmitt Smith didn't mention CTE during his visit with Phil and Justin.
Oh, he did?
It said he was trying to remember something, and he said... CTE kicking in. Of course, that's what I say when I can't remember things. But I'm going to tell you, I did a 45-minute Q&A with him, and he did 20 minutes with Justin and Phil. He's sharp as a tack.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
And Bruce, obviously, you know players that are dealing with dementia, and it's a sad deal. And
I mean, he had such a great offensive line, and he made all those yards, so he didn't get tackled a ton.
Well,
he got hit hard whenever he did. A tongue in cheek.
All I can tell you is that anybody that's played the game long enough, Baz has got plenty of licks. I promise you, I do. I worry about it all the time. I got a lot of friends that are no longer here.
Well, the equipment you had on top of that, was nowhere near what it is today, and it's still dangerous.
Well, I mean, in those days, everything was, you know, you could hit the quarterback anytime you wanted to. They could chop block you. They could do everything. Yeah.
From the 501, somebody says, you'll have to play Baz. You'll have to play Arkansas Loving Man for Jerry Jones's entrance. And, of course, Hail to the Chief for Bill Clinton. Yeah, Hail to the Chief's a no-brainer. That's one you got to do. And then you can either go Dallas. Larry Hagman's birthday today. Yeah. Or no, it was I Dream of Jeannie today. You can either go Dallas or that Arkansas Loving Man is a great. I don't know if many people know that or not.
True.
Somebody said Bruce had the leather helmets. No, he didn't.
Didn't have that. They were plastic.
Someone said, I love John Daly's bar in Nashville. Look what I found on the wall. I have to look and see. Is that Justin Moore? Is that Justin Moore? Let's see here. There's a couple other things in here I wanted to mention because somebody had a question with Bruce. Oh, no, Savage mentioned this. David, I graduated high school with Robert Thomas, a.k.a. Big Bob. Emmett called him Red Rock because he had red hair. Let's see here. He said he was a class clown and a good dude. That's from Savage. Okay. Yeah, you know, that's a guy that most people don't remember. They think it's Daryl Johnson who blocked for him for 10 years. Silverfield mentioned the atmosphere. Agree, but as high as tickets are now, it would be hard to get the atmosphere to be like it was 15-plus years ago. Yeah, I understand. You know, I'm up in the press box, so I don't always know the cost of all that. I think they offer some discounts on the concessions.
For this game? Yeah. There is something going on. I don't know if it, Todd and I talked about it yesterday. I know that on the Zone they mentioned it yesterday. And it could be, for some reason, $26 is in my head to get you a ticket and a soda and hot dog or something like that, you know.
Someone says, Bruce, we will disagree, counterpoint. I think they go, this caller said, I think we have more debt than we've had in years. They did now. They did. They've got more defensive linemen and more DBs than what we had last year, numbers-wise. Yeah. Now, we'll see how good they are. Right. But just pure being able to run bodies in and out, at least we've got bodies there. Now, we'll see if how well
they
are.
Well, and that's my point, because if you go back and watch what he was signing at the very end, it was players, but it was not elite players.
Yeah.
They were coming from junior college. They were coming from small schools and all that. He had to get a team in, but he ran out of money. And specifically, I can tell you from another working coach right now that the defense did not get what they needed in money.
So
specifically, the defense are coming from the defensive coordinator.
Well, I will say this: they've got numbers now. Again, we'll see how they turn out to play. Yeah,
you see that on this, and somebody pointed out that's how we knew that Arkansas Love and Man song was around, because it was on that doc.
Yeah,
that
was Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Now listen, I love the song. I just don't.
But a group of people may.
I don't
know
if they. That's
it
right.
Is.
It's a great song.
No, it's and we're gonna play it too. We'll play it next week underneath Bruce's Accountable Roofing and Remodeling.
There you go.
We'll just throw it out there.
I love this clip.
And someone's, I may forget it.
Someone says, I don't know why, but whatever Bruce James says, I believe it.
is that your wife texting? We'll get that.
I know it's not my wife, I promise.
Steve says, Pepsi on the house, Jeff Long. Do we still have Pepsi?
Hey, you know, back off of Pepsi, people. You know what? That's what separates.
Is it bad that
that's why
I don't
we're
like
fighting
Pepsi.
As a country. It's not blue against red states. It's Pepsi against Coca-Cola.
Well, that's what Jerry had for a while, right? Jerry had Pepsi. His football stadium have Pepsi? It's a money deal. Yeah, because I'm going to tell you what, Coke is by far the most popular brand on the planet.
See, you
not
just
even close.
Most popular
not even
brand.
Close.
Doesn't make it the best.
It is the best.
I think you're two words. Well, you know what?
I'm glad that Taco Bell has Pepsi, because it keeps me from going by there. Thank you, Taco Bell, because if you had Coke, my butt would be by there too much.
Well, don't say butt and Taco Bell at the same time. Not after the lettuce thing that they had. But you know what? What's funny is that. The family that was down over the weekend, and my oldest son, he's a Dr. Pepper guy.
Yeah,
Dr. Pepper. And his family
and
his kids are Dr. Pepper people, because that's what they had in the house.
What are you, Bruce, when it comes to drinks, the Diet Coke, Cokes?
I'm a Zero guy.
Okay, but
again, Dr. Pepper. But I, evidently, what Pepsi was around my house growing up. Obviously, that's why I drank it more than Coca-Cola.
You. Bruce, great start, man.
Thank y'all very much.
Yeah, great stuff.
Always a pleasure.
We'll come back talking about a big win next week. We'll see you on Monday. Thanks so much.
All right,
Justin Moore will be with us. Got more stuff coming up here in this next 2 hours. Don't go away.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so